Friday, Terem Manchester, Yudalev Tishri, Tovshin Ein, Ches, Reb David Eisenberg.
There's all the technology set up now. Almost. Okay, fine, we're ready to go. Thank you. I need to get the light out of the background, that's right, otherwise you can't see. Okay. All right, gentlemen. Machsim Toiva, good Yom Tov. Some people, two people on the way in actually wish me good kvittel. So I asked them the question, good kvittel, you wish good kvittel? No, I said, yeah, but you know, I thought good kvittel was only after Shana Rabba. I don't know what's when, you know, but it's funny, sometimes in my shul you have people and they have yortzeit, or the wife has yortzeit. If the wife has yortzeit, you come over and you wish them Chaim Aruch, and he goes, no, it's not for me. And I'm like, what do you mean? I've just wished you long life. No. I'm like, okay, fine, you don't have to, you know? I'm not sure what this. Different people have different salutations, and what you accept or you don't accept. But as Rabbi Halpern said over here, good kvittel was shatz, and it's not a bad thing to have a good kvittel. So you have a good kvittel, so very good. So wish you all a gmachsim atayba, good kvittel, and all the other brachas that come with it. Just rushed here from a bris, which is why I came in a minute late. I do apologize. My next door neighbor, who's the son of Reb Shmuel Goldberg, Mashkiach Shai Torah, he just made a bris, so mazel tov to them on their bris. Meir Simcha, Shvi Zeich Legal Gal for Masim Tovim. Okay, I want to speak a little bit. I spoke to Menachem David last night, and I said to him, he called me on Thursday night, and he said, you know, can you put together a shiur? So I spoke to him on Thursday night, on last night, and I said to him that we had different things we could have done. So he said the Olam would want to hear something on Sukkot, so we're going to do something on Sukkot, because it was also, I still owe you a part two for last time, at least, for the having the Goyim working for you over Shabbos, that we still have. I'll mention to you as an aside, as an interesting Shaila. We'll speak about it properly next time, but I'll just mention the Shaila, because I thought the Shaila was very interesting. I went recently to one of my Balabatim to their workplace, won't mention exactly what it was, but I went to my Balabatim to their workplace, and as I'm walking out, one of the non-Jewish staff comes over, Rabbi, can I speak to you? Yeah, you always know, you got to be a little bit wary, you know, when the non-Jewish staff is trying to speak to you. So here comes this lady, she comes over to me, and I said, yeah, how can I help you? She goes, I need some religious advice. Religious advice, okay, here we go. Well, what was she going to need from me? So she says, I have a company car that's got the company logo all over it. And everybody knows it's a Jewish business. And I live in the Prestwich area. I want to know, is it considered disrespectful for me? Imagine, you know, think of the, you know, it's unbelievable that this woman thought that. Is it considered disrespectful for me to take the car and to drive around the Prestwich area when everybody knows this is a Jewish business? Or, you know, or can I drive this car anyway? It's funny, only shiksas ask me these questions. I don't get the question. Like, you know, nobody's ever asked me the question, like, you know, it says, like, you know, I don't know, whatever it is, like Cohen on their number plate and they're driving on Shabbos. It doesn't bother them so much. But, you know, here's a non-Jewish woman wants to know about Marasain. So, you never know what, you know, what shaylas come up. In the meantime, I want to discuss, many people... Oh, the answer's for the next year, sorry. The answer's for the... Keep them coming, right? The answer's for the next year, Mitzvah Hashem. When we come back, so that'll be one of the shayas that we'll discuss about Marasayin and having Goyim working from you, whether they can work in your office. If you have a Goy working upstairs in your office, can you have a, you know, he's got his own separate business. Can he have his business? Can he come in and out of your door because he's got his own business? Or do people think that people walking in and out your door? All that is part of the shayla, not for today. As you've noticed, the weather's not been brilliant yesterday and today, and people are looking forward to Mitzvah Shem Tov Sukkos. Forecast is dry. Do you know what, Yossi? I've learned over the years, never trust the forecast in Manchester, never. Because they don't...
Okay, so it's good.
Pardon? We won't go. So it's going to rain. So hopefully that's how it's going to be. And Mitzvah Shem will have it the other way around. If it's rain, it won't be rain. Mitzvah Shem, we should be able to sit in the sukkah and not have any issues. But I wanted
to. It's going to stop before Nach.
Hopefully it's going to stop before Nach. Many times that's happened. It stops before Nach. It's very interesting. And even if it stops only for half an hour, you come home, you're wishing everyone good yontif. Forget about the good yontif. Get in the sukkah. It's dry now. Let's get moving. We'll wish good yontif later. You know, if it starts, you just want to get in while it's still dry. So, Maisa, I want to discuss. The first thing I want to discuss tonight, today. I keep on saying tonight. I'm a little bit still behind with everything from the Yom Neiroim. First thing I want to discuss today is first night sukkahs. And I want to come on to different shailas of Shachiyonu, but we're going to sort of put everything into place. First of all, for the first night sukkahs, many people get confused. What are you supposed to do the first night sukkahs? What if it's raining? What if it's it was raining? How do we do things? So we'll start with the following. There's a halacha that you need to sit in the sukkah when you eat. That means there's no mitzvah, active mitzvah, you mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. Of course, you should make dirosoi, arai, his regular dira, and you should make sukkosoi, his keva. However, if you decide to have only fruit, if you're on a crazy diet for the entirety of sukkahs, and you're having only fruit, for whatever reason, you're not mechuyev really to sit in the sukkah. Except for the first night. So the first night we have gzeir shava, tesvav, tesvav. The shava says tesvav by Pesach, it says Tezvav by Sukkot, and we make Gzer Shav from one to the other, and we learn out a whole bunch of halachas from this Gzer Shav of Tezvav. And if you come, I have over here a list of 6-7 halachas that you learn out from this. So let's start with discussing the halachas that you learn out from this, and then we get to what the lemais is going to be. So first of all, it teaches you there's a chiyuv the first night, just like on the night of Pesach, first night of Pesach, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah, it's where Erev Teichel matzahs, and everybody agrees on the first night of Pesach there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. So too, Tezvav teaches you on the first night of Sukkot, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Not only is the chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, but you mechuyev to eat pas specifically. You have to eat bread. You cannot be yotze with Passover b'kisnin. Normally we say, if you go into a sukkah and you're going to be eating a kibetza of cake, you can make a leish of a sukkah on that. We'll see later on that's machlekes kibetzah kizayis, but in general it seems to mishabruah that it should be a kibetzah. So you can eat a kibetzah cake, you can make leish of a sukkah. However, on the first night of sukkahs, you shouldn't be soymech yourself on this kibetzah of cake. You should eat bread in the same way you have matzah on Tesvav Nisan, you have to have also bread on Tesvav Tishrei. Interestingly, that you're not mechuyev to eat matzah, but at least you know it's dogon. So we make the gzera is dogon, that you have to have proper pas. Okay? Now, the other thing that we mentioned was that we said normally you have to make a bracha on a kibetza. Under normal circumstances, if you're eating in the sukkah, if you're not going to be having a kibetza of cake, you shouldn't make a leish of a sukkah. However, on the first night sukkahs, because of Tesvav, there's a din. Even a kizayis matzah, you yotz with a kizayis matzah. Nobody's ever eaten a kibetza matzah, even though our kizayisim are probably more than kibetzas. But, you know, you eat a kizayis matzah, and you yotz with a kizayis matzah. So too, there's a special halacha on the first night of sukkahs. You can make leish of a sukkah, even on a kizayis. And I'll go, I mean, again, there, as we said, there's a chaya odom later on, it's mentioned in the Shaar Tzion, Tov Reish Lametes, Peidalid. Tov Rameh Reish Lametes. Yeah. I think it's Peidalet, here it is. Yeah, Kechai Onam. Chai Onam writes a Shir Kizayis, but in general, the Mishabur writes a Shir Kibetze, so we'll go with the Shir Kibetze in general. Here you can be Yoitze Lekula Alma with a Kizayis on that first night. There is also, there are those that say that you should eat the Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. And that you should really do every night. You should, whenever you make hamotzi, if you're not eating kedei achilas pras, you have a shaila whether or not you can make birkas hamozim. Kedei achilas pras, lechumra, is, I don't know, 2 minutes. Pardon?
You can eat the rest of the meal without making brochas on it as well.
Pardon?
Well, you can eat the rest of the meal without making brochas.
Why? You made hamotzi already, no?
Yeah, but you don't have to eat the kizayis.
Right, okay. So you have to eat a kizayis anyway. So here's now what's going on. So you have a very, very big shayla. So you have shayla nafkamina, number one, whether you can be yotze without hamotzi and all the other brochas that you're making for the rest of the suda. And if you're going to be able to bench or not going to be able to bench, there's lots of nafkaminas over here. So you have to eat bichdei achilas pras, but also because it's like matzah, and because of mitzvah deraisa, you probably have to be machme now on this kibetza. This kedei achilas pras, you have to be machme on the smallest shir of kedei achilas pras. Reb David Moshe, in your instance, the bracha rishona on the rest of the Suda, so you could probably be soimach on kedei achilas pras of greater kedei achilas pras, of more than 2 minutes. The reason being, because bracha rishona is only derabonon, it's only learned from a kav achorina, from bracha achorina, which is deraisa, and therefore, most paiskim hold that bracha rishona is only derabonon, even though it's learned from kav achorina. And therefore, you can be soimach on the smaller shittas of kedei achilas pras. But for the halacha to be yoitzi, a mitzvah deraisa of sukkah on the first night, you need to be machme on the deraisa dikashir, which will be about 2 minutes. So you have 2 minutes to eat your bread. Again, if you're having challah as opposed to matzah, you shouldn't have an issue of having a kizayis for chdei achilas pratz. It's very easy. Half a slice of challah should easily cover you to have a reasonable depth, I guess. If somebody cuts them very, very thin, you might not have a kizayis. But of any reasonable depth, half a slice of challah is already going to be a kizayis.
Question about diamond,
though,
unless they give greater.
Pardon?
Wash with a brocha, yeah.
Okay, that might be it, to wash with a brocha. Yeah, that might be also. That, you know, if you're going to eat less than a day, you might not be able to make a...
Any time
of year. Enochanami, you might not be able. You still have to wash, but you might not be able to make a less than a diamond. Being a good point. Okay. In general, people can eat more than kibetza anyway, but kizayis anyway. But we're just mentioning that this is to be yoitza, just the ikar mitzvah, you can be yoitza with a kizayis as well. Now, another halacha that we learn out from this tesvav, tesvav, is that you have to eat specifically at night. You cannot eat before nightfall, which is why you'll see that even in shuls that normally daven before nach, they'll push off Mariv to later, and they'll daven Mariv. So by us, we're not going to daven Mariv at nach. We're going to daven Mariv probably 10, 15 minutes before nach, so that when we finish Mariv, we'll be able to go out into the sukkah immediately and to make, because they have a sukkah in the shul, and they go out and they make kiddush in the sukkah. So for those who want to make kiddush in the sukkah and have a kizayis over there, they can be yotze the din at night of eating a kizayis at night in the sukkah. This is again learned down in the same way, which is interesting because the reason for this, because it says ba'erev toichel matzah, it's not kiddush, I'm sorry, I'm making a mistake. Because it says ba'erev toichel matzah, you have to eat it at night, so shtei mevoish, you have to eat it at night, and therefore tesvav teaches you that you also, in sukkahs, you cannot be moisif michael al hakodesh in a way that you're going to eat it before nacht, you're mechuyev to eat at nacht.
So those people who make kiddush the first night in
The truth is that in order to be yotze, they should have to wash for mitzvah. But they do it. I'm not sure why they do it the way they do it, but they that's what they do. They make, and I guess you make, they make a leishiv. You'll have anybody who doesn't have, and then they won't be mekayim the ikka mitzvah of first night sukkah. So be interesting. You'll be only mekayim the mitzvah. You'll be mekayim a mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. Yeah, you get the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah, but you will not get the mitzvah of Laila Rishoyna, of the Tesvav that we just mentioned. That they won't get unless they take along with them a challah, and they make a mochi over there, and eat at least a kizayis of challah over there. You're right, 100%. Next halacha is also talking about chatzos. Do you have to have your kizayis before chatzos? This will be nagah for those who mamish wait when it's raining for it to dry out, or for some reason you couldn't manage to get to the sukkah before chatzos. So the halacha is, you should try to have the kizayis before chatzos. In the same way, on Leil HaSeder, we eat before chatzos. Should have your matzah before chatzos. So too, here, because we're learning tesvav, you should try to have your kizayis before chatzos. Again, if it's only better, you should try to have it. But you don't need to make this tanai. You know the tanai that they have over there? Who makes the tanai? I can't remember now. Who's the man over there? Pardon? Very good, Shkoyach. That was the Avnei Nezer Snai. Correct. The Avnei Nezer Snai is to eat. You make it tonight? Yeah, okay. You eat what's good. You eat, and you'll have to eat Afikoyman twice. If it's Mechuyev, you eat Afikoyman, so you have Afikoyman now before Chatzos. And if you're not Mechuyev, if you're not before Chatzos, you'll eat later, and this won't be Afikoyman. You make that double tonight. But that's the Avnei Nezer Snai. You're not Mechuyev to make an Avnei Nezer Snai on Sukkot. There's a limit. But Lechatchila, you should try to have a. You should try to have your kizayis before chatzos. If it's after chatzos, you can still have your kizayis, you'll still be yotzei mitzvah of sukkah, and you can still make a bracha. But avada lechatchila should be before chatzos. Okay? And lastly, we also say, in the same way that there's a mitzvah of te'ovon on the first night of Pesach, that you should eat your matzah le'te'ovon, there's also a mitzvah now of te'ovon that you should eat your first kizayis leteyavoin on the first night of Sukkot. And therefore, in the same way we know Ave Psochem, you're not supposed to eat from Shochis, from the ninth hour into the day, the beginning of the ninth hour, you'll have to have a look on the calendars if they give you the Shochis over there, but from the beginning of the ninth Shosmanis into the day, you shouldn't have any Suda, any bigger Suda, because you'll end up having to make, you end up filling yourself up and won't eat L'Teyov. And so too, first night Sukkahs, you should not do that either. Which means anybody who's going to be going home on Sukkot night, we're going to be going to a sukkah, even if it's not your own house, but somebody else's sukkah, on Sukkot night, should really not make kiddush and shul and eat their mezoinus, because you're ruining your appetite by eating the mezoinus for the kezayis that you can eat later. It's a new idea that I had. Okay. Pardon? Right, okay. Noshim ha-mechuyav is on Pesach, where's the silver tours on Sukkot? It's interesting that we don't bring it over, because there's no afen oisonis, I guess. Okay? Now, here comes the last question, and this is where it starts becoming negiah to the first, not to the very, very negiah to rain, and that is, with matzah, you have to eat matzah no matter what. Whether you're feeling well or whether you're not feeling well, when you starve from the matzah, you should still eat it. If your mamish, if it's going to make you ill, you're not mechuyav to eat the matzah. So I know we have people that are celiacs that ask the question, and if there's no gluten-free alternative, I think they have gluten-free alternatives nowadays, but if there's no real gluten-free alternative, then they're not mechuyav to eat matzah and get themselves into an entire pickle for the entire of Yom Tov just because they ate matzah on the first night of Yom Tov. They're not mechuyav. Whereas, in general, but for a regular mitzvah, nothing a tremendous mitzvah, then you are mechuyav to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. In the same way, there's a din that even though you mitztayim mechuyav to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, there are those shittas, and there are more, notably paskins like this, that on the first night of Sukkot, the ptur mitztayim is not going to work. What that means, lemaisa, is as follows. That normally the reason you don't eat in a sukkah when it's raining is because you're mitztayim. The halacha is you have to only sin and eat in the sukkah when it's comfortable to eat in the sukkah. When you're mitztayr, in the same way in your regular house, you wouldn't eat anywhere where it's dripping on your head. You wouldn't sin. So if you had a leak in the roof, for whatever chas v'shalom, if you had a leak in your roof, if you have an extension and you have a leak in the roof, you have a one-story extension on Amazon, and you have a leak in the roof over there and it's dripping on your head, you wouldn't sit there. You'd move to a different room. You'd eat there. Koshken, you'd have to eat in the sukkah when it's raining because it's mitztayr. However, if we hold tesvav, we're learning the Gzer Shava to tell you that in the same way on the first night of Pesach, even though you're mitztayr and mechuyav to eat in the eat matzah, so too on the first night of Sukkot, even though you're mitztayr, you're mechuyav to eat in the sukkah. Therefore, according to the Ramah, even if it's raining and even if it's pouring, you're mechuyav to go into the sukkah and eat your first kezayis there. After the first kezayis, you've been yotzei your mitzvah, you can go inside for the rest of your mechuyav. But that first kezayis, which is the extra halacha that we have for tesvav, you're mechuyav to eat in the sukkah, even if it's pouring into the sukkah. You don't look happy. Pardon? So 1 second, you're preempting me, I'm not there yet. Okay? Bracha becomes the next question. That's what the Ramah holds. The Ramah Shita is not muskum le divakol. Peep, why is it not mistaken? Why? No, to make a bracha. According to Ramah, of course you make a bracha.
Even though it's not going to do.
Pardon? No, because there's two halachas. There's two halachas. There's what's good. There's eating in the sukkah on the first night, and even the you don't have the ptur mitzvah. So according to the Ramah, for that kezayish, you mechuyav to make a bracha. For that, you mechuyav to make a bracha. There's no questions. Koran the Ramah, you mechuyav to make a bracha. However, even though you mitztayr, because Ramah holds, the mitztayr is not a ptur. So the ptur that you have is not a ptur, can you mechuyav to make a bracha? Right? However, there are other dayas in the Achrayinim, and even in the Rishonim, that disagree with this, and say that even though we have Gzeir Shavah, Tesvav, to teach you all the other halachas that we mentioned, it does not teach you this halacha of mitztayr. That means if you mitztayr in the sukkah, you cannot eat in the sukkah. Finished. It's eis nishkin sukkah. You know, I think if you want to be like, you know, lomnish. A sukkah versus mitztayr is nishkin sukkah nisht. Yeah? It's not a sukkah. You're saying, I'm eating. Where are you eating? Yeah, so this is a sukkah. It's not a sukkah. It's raining in. That's not what's defined as a sukkah. And therefore, tesvav is not going to help you, according to those opinions. Therefore, on the first night sukkahs, if it's raining, first of all, if it's raining, if you can wait, You should wait. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah first brings that some say you wait until Chatzos, because we mentioned, okay, once you get to Chatzos, then he says, Chatzos is a little bit extreme, so we'll, you know, Shah or Shtaim, right, 1 or 2 hours. The Maisa, I spoke it over with a friend, and there are many, many Mekilim that say if you have children, or if you have guests, it was very uncomfortable because we've had guests in the sukkah from the shul, like, you know, and they come over, and to have people that don't know about sukkah that much, and you finally have invited them and they've gotten all excited, we're coming to the rabbi's house for sukkahs, and you come, so when are we eating? Probably in 2 hours. We're in 2 hours. It's raining, sorry, we're not eating tonight. Until, you know, they saved up, they're worried, they're nervous. You can imagine enough to sit and make chit-chat with people for 2 hours, waiting just for the Suda to start. I know sometimes you go to some people's houses and you wait ages for the Suda to start, but this is ridiculous. Yeah? So, lemaisa, if you have guests or if you have children, etc., you can be makel with less than an hour, 2 hours also. But you should wait, sort of, I don't know, we're saying 20 minutes, half an hour maybe, whatever you can, to give it just that little bit of a chance to stop raining, to be kind of the mitzvah properly. But let's say it's bucketing down and it doesn't look like it's going to stop. It just doesn't look like it's going to stop. What you do now? Okay? So here we're going to come, because I want to speak about Shachiyonu as well, here we're going to come to Kiddush, Hamaitzi, and what you do. So let's take one thing at a time. Kiddush, you're going to go down to the sukkah, you're going to make Kiddush in the sukkah, so you're going to have to raise your roof of the sukkah for Kiddush. It's raining in, make Kiddush quickly, make sure that, you know. Now the thing is also, the halacha is as follows. Even if it's raining, let's say you have a very thick schach, and it takes a long time for the rain to make it through your schach, until it's raining into your sukkah properly, you're not mitzvah yet. You can still be yotz in the sukkah. It's not pshat that when it rains, you're not mechuyiv to eat in the sukkah. The rain is not the p'tur. The p'tur is the fact that when it rains into your sukkah, it ruins your food. Bilang, as long as it's not raining into your sukkah yet, it's not ruining your food. It's not ruining your food. You can sit in the sukkah. You can even make a brach on the sukkah. If you have very thick schach and it's just spitting, it's drizzling down very, very slowly, and you know I have another 10 minutes to go before the rain is really going to make it through my entire schach, quickly make Kiddush, run inside, wash, come out, make your amaitzi, have it kizayis. If it then starts raining, go inside, but you've done your mitzvah.
But if it's so heavy, that rain won't get through.
If it's too heavy, that rain won't get through, then it might be problematic. But in general, I don't think I've ever seen a schach that's heavy. That's that heavy. I mean, I don't know how you'd make schach that heavy. Yeah, if it wasn't, schach is not waterproof. If it's thick, so it'll take some time for it to get through. But I've never seen schach. Has anybody ever seen schach where the water doesn't come through? It's not possible. Pardon? That's what I'm saying. You'd have to have bricks. You'd have to have, I don't know, you'd have you might have a mesachach ben nesorim, you might have. Even then, you can't do it. Yes. What's Zion al-Zion? What do you mean? Yeah, yeah, okay. No, but I'm saying about the thickness of the schach. That's all I'm saying. That sometimes you make the schach thicker.
That would take
some schach. No, you can make a big sukkah also. If you make the schach very, very thick. Yeah, but you need to find that Zayin al-Zayin somewhere internally that has the walls that are close enough, etc., etc. You probably will be able to. Yeah, and they just put on tzach and they moved it quickly when as soon as they're finished. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure that they didn't have much of a choice. Yeah. So, you make Kiddush. By us, if it is drizzling, so what we do is you go inside, you make Kiddush, quickly, pass around, quickly wind to everybody, and then we close the roof again. Then we go inside to wash until Tisidayim, because it takes time for every wash until Tisidayim, and then we come out. And the last person out, right before we make Hamoitzi, will raise the roof, run inside, make Hamoitzi, pass around, see if we can manage before it gets wet. In general, if it's not raining too bad, pardon?
Why don't you make a wash before Kiddush?
Why don't I wash before Kiddush? Just as a one-off. Yeah, okay. Could be. For those that don't wash before Kiddush, they hold it's considered a hefsek, so it's not so poshut to do that. The reason, no, by the yek is you wash before Kiddush, and that's what you do. But those that don't wash before Kiddush, they consider the Kiddush between the washing and the hamaitzi considered a hefsek. They hold it's a hefsek. So even if you think it's a clever idea to do it because it saves you time, but l'choyah, you shouldn't be allowed to do it anyway. That would depend on the machlokes, the reish ayin aleph over there in Hechas Kiddush. So, you can, by the way, it's not considered a hefsik to open up the roof, because that's tzorech achila. In the same way you can say, pass the salt, bring the knife, give food to your animal, whatever it might be, in the same way you can also open up your shlak, you can open up your sukkah roof, because that's tzorech achila now. But if you keep it open for the entire time that you're washing, you're going to give it a chance for the sukkah, it's going to start raining, or it is still raining, it's going to rain on your shlach, and it's going to start coming through. So what you want to do is you want to close your roof, keep it closed for the entirety of everybody washing, and only open it literally before you can make an amaitzi, so that you can be yotze that way. If it's still raining, and if it's wet, and you have rain in the sukkah, what you do is you'll make kiddush anyway. You don't make a leish of a sukkah, because that's what we said before. And what you will do is you'll make shachiyonu on kiddush. You'll make shachiyonu on kiddush. Why do you make shachiyonu? Is there an issue? Which one of them is off? Are we good? Yeah, okay. Right? You'll make Shachiyonu anyway. On the first night Yom Tov, you have to make Shachiyonu for two reasons. You have two Shachiyonus. Number one, on the Yom Tov. Number two, on the Sukkah. That's your two Shachiyonus that you need to make. So, on a regular night, and we'll come back to this if we still have time, if it's not raining, what you will do on the first night Yom Tov is you'll make Kiddush, then you'll make Leishev HaSukkah, and afterwards you make Shachiyonu. And the Shachiyonu is going back on the Kiddush as far as the Yom Tov is concerned, as well as the Leishev HaSukkah as far as the Sukkah is concerned. And this way you'll have made Shachiyonu on both of them. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's important to make, even if it's raining, it's important to make the Shachiyonu in the Sukkah. Why? Because we don't want to end up having to make two Shachiyonus. Because let's say it's raining so badly, so you're going to start eating, you're going to make Kiddush inside, you just go outside for Hamoitzi, and then you come back inside. If you made Kiddush inside, and you said Shachiyonu on the Kiddush that you made inside, what have you made Shachiyonu on? Only on the Yom Tov. You have not made Shachiyonu on the Sukkah. And therefore, if you were to go on afterwards and now make Hamoitzi in the Sukkah, you'd have to make Shachiyonu again for the Sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah, we don't want to be marim in Shachiyonus, so go out in the Sukkah, make a Shachiyonu, and the Shachiyonu has to count for the Sukkah, and the Shachiyonu has to count for the Yom Tov also.
If you say if it's raining, it's not a halachic Sukkah,
okay. Yeah, it is a halachic Sukkah if it's raining. And the answer to that is, because the Shachiyonu you can make even on the building of the Sukkah. So that even though you're not making Shachiyonu on eating in the Sukkah per se, but you can make Shachiyonu even on just the fact that you built the Sukkah, which will make enough gemina for the second day, which we'll get to soon. Okay, so you're making Kiddush. If it's not raining, you're making Kiddush, Leish of a Sukkah, Shachiyonu. If it is raining, you're making Kiddush, Shachiyonu, no Leish of a Sukkah, because the machlekes we saw between the Ramah and the Achreinim. Close your roof, go inside, wash your tzidayim, come back out. If the rain is not coming in, by the way, if the rain's not coming in before, you could even make Leishev HaSukkah, if it was still good. And you think that you can still manage to eat afterwards a kezayis. But come outside, make Hamoitzi. If it's raining in already, if the rain is too heavy and it's raining in already, so then you couldn't make a Leishev HaSukkah before. You make Hamoitzi in the Sukkah, eat a kezayis quickly, and run inside. What I would say is, in that instance, probably you don't have to force your entire family to come outside and make hamotzi in the sukkah in the rain, because the only one that mechuyev to eat in the sukkah now are the men that are gedolim. Your wife's not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah, definitely not if it's raining. So you're going to have a yama machlekes. She's not mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. She went ahead and she's mechayev herself anyway to eat in the sukkah, but as the ramos, tezvav, which is machlekes, I'm not sure she has to go out in the rain. She could probably be yotze afterwards if it stops raining. Just you should start. I'm sorry?
She needs kiddush from Bakum Suri. To make kiddush in the sukkah, if she doesn't eat there, then she has to go to Bakum Suri.
Okay, so that's a good question. But even those that are, it's interesting. Okay, I hear that. I'll have to think about that nakuda. If it can be yotze kiddush from Bakum Suri.
More roof.
Pardon?
It's an extension, it's more roof.
Yeah, but not always an extension. Like by our sukkah, we go out and you have to go down into the garden, etc. You know, we have a decking and it's on the decking, so it's not so posh. It's one roof. If it's one roof, you're right. Then it's all one house. But if it's not, then you'll have an issue. Okay? If it stops raining later on, you go inside to the sukkah. Now you can make a bracha of leishev basukkah lekula alma, but now you'll have to eat a kibetza, because according to the Ramah, you already yotze with a kezayis before. So you can't now eat a kezayis and be yotze with a kezayis only. Because that's, you've done that mitzvah already. It's only according to the other person can make you yotze with akizayis. So because we have a shayla now if you were to go in after your suda, you ate your entire suda inside, and it stopped raining, you should go outside, you should make a leish of a sukkah, and eat a kibetzah's worth of bread. And this way you'll be yotze in the sukkah, and you can make a leish of a sukkah over there. If you've already benched, but you've not gone to sleep yet, and it stops raining, wash again, go outside, make hamotzi, make leish of a sukkah, and again have a kibetza, bench, and come back inside. If you're in bed already, if you can push yourself, that's great, you should do that anyway. If you don't want to push yourself, then you have a din. Mitztar potam in a sukkah. If I'm already sitting in bed, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm too tired to get up, to get dressed, to do everything, you're not mechuyav to go out. Kodesh yomelo, if you do, but you're not mechuyav to go out, because mitztar potam in a sukkah. Even on the first night. Mishabur says, "Misap on masuka." Even on the first night, once you're in bed, you're not mechuyav to go out. Yes, sorry.
Shachiyona again. Then when you get out of bed, comes down and eats. Would you make shachiyona?
No, you wouldn't make shachiyona because you made the shachiyona in the sukkah the first time already.
Well, second time.
Pardon?
If you put fruit next to you.
If you put fruit next to you, you can make you can make another shachiyona. But then the shachiyona is on the fruit. I mean, but you've made shachiyona already. There's no reason to make another shachiyona. It's down to be ma'amin shachiyonas. Pardon? I'm sorry, I can't hear. I can't hear. I'm sorry, I'm just. But according to the Ramah, even Yotze already with your first kizayis that you ate in the sukkah. Mamashach. And the Ramah, you had to eat even though it was raining, you ate your kizayis already. So the Ramah, you were Yotze already. Now you've gone to sleep. They hold of the Ptumit star. The other man, I'm all to inside. So I'm lying in bed and I'm tired, so I have to put him inside. I have to go out. Kohen Ramah, you're right. If I didn't eat, Kohen Ramah, you'd be right. If I didn't eat for whatever reason in the sukkah, and now I went to sleep, and suddenly I remember that I can eat in the sukkah, then I'm a chuyif to get up out of my bed and go into the sukkah and to make a bracha, because Ramah holds no putum mitzar. But I did it already with the Ramah with no putum mitzar when I ate before, when I made kiddush originally, so I've already done the Ramah. And the other man, Ramim, they don't know, so that's how you get out of that. So that is the first night. On the second night, let's just summarize very quickly. If it's not raining on the first night, just do everything regular. Kiddush, Leish Basukah, Shachiyanu, Hamoitzi, you're good to go. If it is raining, you make Kiddush in the Sukkah and you say, Kiddush, no Leish Basukah, Shachiyanu. Then close your roof, run inside, come back out, make hamoitzi. If it's not raining in, you could have made leishav asukah before. If it's already raining in, you cannot make leishav asukah. You eat your kizayis, run inside, and eat the rest of the suda inside. If it stops raining, come back outside, make leishav asukah, and eat a kibetza. If you've benched, go back outside, make wash again, make hamoitzi, leishav asukah, and eat a kibetza. And this is what you have to do on the first night. On the second night, pardon me. On the second night, we said already it's going to be different. On the second night, you're making a bracha, but now you're making a bracha again only on the Yom Tov, not on Sukkah. How does this work? Because on the Yom Tov you can make twice because we have a halacha Sveika de Yoma. And like in all Sveika de Yoma, Chazal created the Sveika de Yoma, a suffix, which day is Yom Tov, which day is not Yom Tov. And so therefore, you make a bracha on day one, you make a bracha on day two, Shachiyonu, we always do that. However, this does not apply to Sukkah. Because let's look at it this way. If yesterday was Yom Tov and it was the first day Sukkahs, I've already made Shachiyonu on my Sukkah. But even if yesterday was not Yom Tov, even if we were to assume Al Sveika de Yoma, yesterday was weekday and today is Yom Tov, then I made Shachiyonu yesterday on the building of the sukkah. In which case, I don't have another mitzvah to make Shachiyonu afterwards on the eating in the sukkah. So therefore, on the second night, you only make Shachiyonu on Yom Tov. You do not make Shachiyonu on sukkah. Where does this make a nafkamina? It makes a nafkamina legabe kiddush, as we said before. Because it depends where you make a Shachiyonu. If Shachiyonu is going to be an interruption or not going to be an interruption. If you have to make Shachiyonu on everything you've said before, both on the sukkah and on the kiddush, like on the first night, you put the Shachiyonu in the end, and it's not an interruption. However, if the Shachiyonu only goes on the Yom Tov, but not on the Sukkah, to then say Shachiyonu after you said Leishav HaSukkah, will be interruption between your bracha of Leishav HaSukkah and doing the mitzvah of Leishav HaSukkah. And therefore, you make, on the second night, Kiddush, Shachiyonu, and only after that you make Leishav HaSukkah. Can you make Shachriyanu on the Sukkah on any other day of Sukkahs? So the Mishnah Berurah brings over here different days. He brings the Prima Gadol. It's interesting. He says, the Ramah says that if you've not made Shachriyanu on, if you've not been in the Sukkah until the seventh day of Sukkahs, you can make Shachriyanu on the seventh day of Sukkahs. So let's say somebody was in hospital in Nebuch for the first 6 days of Sukkahs, comes out on Hashanah Rabbah, he comes into the Sukkah for the first time, he makes Shachriyanu on sitting in the Sukkah. It's his first time in the Sukkah, he can make Shachriyanu on the Sukkah. However, let's say if a person ate in the Sukkah on the first night Yom Tov, but for whatever reason he forgot to make Shachriyanu, and now he's sitting in the Sukkah on the second night Yom Tov, and he's trying to think, should I make Shachriyanu on the Sukkah, should I not make Shachriyanu on the Sukkah? So then the halacha is, the Prima Gadol, it seems from the Prima Gadol, it's only if you've not sat in the Sukkah until now. But if you've sat in the Sukkah already, you're too late. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar Tzion argues with that Prima Gadol and says, no, if you forgot to make Shachriyanu on your Sukkah before you went into the Sukkah, and on the first night, and on the second night you remember that you didn't say Shachriyanu, no problem, then you make Shachriyanu on the second night of Sukkahs, which means then you'd be able to flip around your Kiddush as well. I don't recommend it. Of course, make your Shachriyanu on the first night. Okay? Now, what about Shachriyanu? We'll speak about Shachriyanu one or two other things. Lulav. By Lulav, it's the same halacha as by Sukkah. On the first day, you'll make Shachriyanu on the mitzvah of Lulav. On the second day, you won't make Shachriyanu on the mitzvah of Lulav. And the reason is the same as it is for Sukkahs. On the first night, you make Shachriyanu on the Lulav. On the first day, I'm sorry, you make Shachriyanu on the Lulav because that's your first time doing the mitzvah. Mitzvah bar mitzvah mitzvah, you make Shachriyanu. On the second day, even if you were to say it's Sveika de Yoyma, that I don't know if yesterday was Yontif or not, and therefore today is the first day Yontif, there's a halacha that you can make Shachriyanu on the putting together, on the binding of the lulav. And since you can make a Shachriyanu on the binding of the lulav, the Shachriyanu you made on the first day, you yoytze memanav shach, either for the shaking of the lulav or for the binding of the lulav, in which case you're not mechuyev anymore to make a Shachriyanu on the second day, because memanav shach you already yoytze with Shachriyanu, therefore you make a Shachriyanu on the second, you do not make a Shachriyanu, I'm sorry, you do not make a Shachriyanu on the second day of shaking your lulav. Shofar is the last thing we want to discuss. So Shofar is going to take too long to really be able to give it the proper treatment. Let's work. Shofar now comes an interesting thing. Shofar works very, very differently. And for that we need to understand, and there's really not enough time to discuss this, so we'll start on this, but we won't really get to finish it. And I do apologize that we didn't get to finish it. When it comes to 2 days Yom Tov, yeah, we've just had Shiram on this Moshe, right? When it comes to 2 days Yom Tov, there are two ways of looking at these 2 days Yom Tov. There's two ways that the 2 days Yom Tov can work. And if you look in the Gemara in Beitza, that's how it comes out. That there was some Yomim Tovim that were created because of Sveika de Yoyma. Meaning, in the olden days, it took time for the Shluchim to leave Bezdin and to make it to wherever they needed to get to. And therefore, when you live too far away from Yerushalayim and the Shluchim, the messengers, wouldn't be able to get to you on time, what will end up happening is you wouldn't find out. So you'd keep 2 days Yom Tov. But why did you keep 2 days Yom Tov? Because you didn't know which day was Yom Tov and which day was not. So in order to make sure that you didn't eat Chometz on Pesach, or something like that, we wanted to ensure, so therefore they kept 2 days Yom Tov. That's 2 days Yom Tov, midin Sveika de Yoyma. There's another type of 2 day Yom Tov, which is the 2 day Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah was very different, because Rosh Hashanah already gets more complicated in the fact that on Rosh Hashanah, even Bezdin didn't know what was going to happen. Because even though Bezdin knew what day Rosh Hashanah is meant to be, but until the Edom came into Bezdin and were made in Bezdin to say today's Rosh Hashanah, it didn't become Rosh Hashanah. And if the Edom never came to Bezdin, then Rosh Hashanah will be the next day, even if Bezdin knew for sure that it wasn't. Because Asher Tikru Atem, even if you read, did it wrong. Asher Tikru Oysem, and the Gemara says it doesn't say Oysem with above, so without above. So it means Atem, you have the choice, you can say when is and when is not Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes the Eidim came very, very late in the day. And once they came too late, and therefore the Levim made a mistake with the Shir, and therefore they said, we don't accept Eidim anymore from Mincha onwards, or from the time of the carbon of Tom Shevein Abayim, we wouldn't accept Edom anymore. So if Edom came late, we knew that Yom Tov was on day one, but we still made Yom Tov on day two. And there it was already where the Chazal made a takana to keep 2 day Yom Tovs. Even though we know which day is Yom Tov and which day is not Yom Tov, Chazal made a takana of 2 days Yom Tov anyway. And therefore, even in a place where they know it's Yom Tov, they still kept 2 days. As opposed to in the cases of Sukkot or Pesach, which you mentioned before, it had nothing to do whether you know, or it only had to do with Sveika D'Yoma. There they didn't know. Wherever they knew, of course they kept only one day on Tov. It was only where they didn't know that they kept 2 days. That's sort of the introduction to this. It's now 20 past. I do apologize. I don't like going over time. Yemitz Hashem, everyone should have a guten Sukkot, a good Kvittel, a good Yom Tov, whatever you want to call it, and hopefully a dry Sukkot, at least for the first night.